From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Alyssa Block. It's time now for your letters and several corrections about our coverage of the Dominique Strauss-Kahn case. Yesterday, some of you heard us report that Strauss-Kahn had been acquitted of sexual assault charges, bringing an end to a three-month criminal investigation. But as several listeners pointed out, Strauss-Kahn was never tried in court and therefore could not have been acquitted. Rather, his charges were dismissed.
We also referred to Nafissatou Diallo at one point as the defendant in the case. She was not. She is Strauss-Kahn's accuser. And in a story from earlier this week, we said Strauss-Kahn faces sexual assault charges in France. He is being investigated for sexual assault there, but he has not been formally charged.
We also received letters about the earthquake yesterday that shook much of the East Coast. One of our listeners out west, Dave Moore of Sandy, Utah, writes this: I can understand how a rare earthquake under your own 2 feet deserves some airtime, but I do find it amazing just how much airtime you gave this quake. I assume you noticed that a quake nearly as large and nearly as rare struck my neighboring state of Colorado at about the same time as the Virginia quake, yet I have heard no mention of it on NPR.
Finally, yesterday we remembered two legendary songwriters who died this week, Jerry Lieber and Nick Ashford. Melissa spoke with soul singer Benny King about their legacies and their most iconic songs.
Well, when I think about Jerry, of course, then there's Spanish Harlem and definitely Stand By Me, and then there's Save the Last Dance For Me. I can just keep going and going and going until we run out of tape.
Well, while Jerry Lieber did produce Save the Last Dance For Me, Lou Bank of Chicago notes that Lieber didn't actually write it. Mr. Bank says this: it was the beloved Doc Pomus who wrote that song, a reflection of his wedding night. Doc was wheelchair-bound, a childhood victim of polio. The night of his wedding, he watched all of his friends dance with his bride, but he got the last dance.
So darling, save the last dance for me.
Well, you don't have to save the last dance for us, but please do write to us. Go to npr.org and click on Contact Us.
Oh, I know. Laugh and sing.
Yes, I know.
But while we're apart, don't give your heart to anyone. But don't forget.